This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. On the program today, we're going to talk about WILL's new digital radio service and our new and improved website, will.illinois.edu. WILL's recently launched a digital radio service provides three streams of content. On FM 90.9 HD1, you'll find a simulcast of the FM music service. On FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3, you'll find WILL's news and information service, which is also broadcast on AM 580 and streamed online at will.illinois.edu. Two guests join us this afternoon. They are radio station manager Jay Pierce and our director of internet services, Jack Brighton. Listeners, we look forward to your questions about digital radio and or the WILL website. You can join us this afternoon with a telephone call. The number in the Champaign-Urbana area is 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. We also have a toll-free number. That number, 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. WILL. Usually on the third Monday of the month, we talk about computers. This month, we'll take up that topic on the fourth Monday of the month, 1 week from today, August 25th. Peter Kimball will be here then to take your questions about computers. Speaking of next week, this coming Sunday, August 24th, we will host a digital information fair and open house from 2 until 4:30 in the afternoon. We're located in Campbell Hall at 300 North Goodwin Avenue in Urbana. Parking will be available, and we hope you will join us on Sunday. Your questions about our website and questions about digital radio are invited this afternoon. The phone numbers, 333-9455, that's the number in the Champaign-Urbana area, and toll-free 800-222-9455. Jay, Jack, good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for the time.
Delighted.
Sure. We already have a listener ready to go.
Great.
Let's go.
Okay.
On our way to Eureka here, line four, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I've heard it said, maybe when Jay Pierce was on as a guest before, or just talking about it in general, that the range of digital radio will be about the same as your analog service. Do you have any confirmation that the range is still the same?
That's a good question. Yes, it exceeds it in some places, and in some places it doesn't go as far. Excuse me. So if you're in Eureka, you are outside of what we call our service area for our FM. You probably hear the FM station there.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, but you would be outside what we call our 65 dBU contour. So it'll be iffy as to whether you can get our digital signal or not. Now, we have had a report from over in Indiana that they got our digital signal, and that should be out of the digital signal coverage area, but they got it there. So it's hit and miss depending upon what's around you. And as I look at the various predicted contour maps that we have, you know, I'd say that in your area, if you have a really good antenna, like maybe if you have an FM or a TV/FM antenna and you have it up in your attic and you point it down toward Monticello, Illinois, there's a chance you can get us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
But I wouldn't count on it on, you know, just a table radio. Car radio, you might have a pretty good shot.
Okay, let's take another call. A listener in Champaign on line one. Good afternoon. Line one?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I got a Bose, and in terms of AM, I was thinking that in terms of the change, you know, that's analog. You know, maybe they have to like buy a box, you know, like for TV. But what happens there? What's no change, or I can still get it, right?
Yeah, you can still get it. We still broadcast. This gets really confusing, so let me do it real quick. And Bose doesn't make a digital radio yet. You can still get, we will still have our regular signal, analog signal on 580 AM. That's not going to change.
Okay.
Our regular analog signal will always be on 90.9 FM. Digital radios also get analog signals. They work just like a regular radio.
Okay.
But if there is a digital signal being put out by a station, it'll pick that up and lock into that, and that's when you really get the good sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is different, and Celeste can attest to that.
Well,
we were just talking about that.
You know, I've had it, I don't know, maybe seven years or so.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives a wonderful sound anyway.
Well, if you're satisfied with that, you're fine. But here's the difference. We're not actually broadcasting a digital signal on AM. We're broadcasting the digital signal on FM.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But we're putting the AM programming, in other words, the programming you're used to hearing on 580 AM, mm-hmm. can also be heard on one of the digital channels on our FM.
Okay.
So there you go.
I was a little fearful there. I wasn't paying a lot of attention.
No, we're not going to go away on TV next February. That's the one that goes away.
Well, that's the joke. I thought maybe you had a box for my Bose.
No. I don't think there are any of those, unfortunately, available.
Well, hey, there might be a market
for that. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Next, we go to Wellington, line two. Hi.
Yes. I would be interested in possibly upgrading to a digital radio, but you know, will the FM signal come to my area in the southeastern Iroquois County?
Southeastern Iroquois County. Paxton is kind of on the outside edge of it.
Okay, I'm like another 25 miles from there.
Probably not.
So it wouldn't be advantageous for me then to do more than stick by my old standby GE.
Right. Yeah, probably not. I would say that's pushing it by the time you get out there.
Is there down the road any chance of that signal being expanded?
Yeah, there is a chance of it. There is currently a discussion about increasing the amount of power we can use on our digital signal so that it more closely replicates the current analog signal. And they have to go through a lot of discussion about how much more interference that might cause, et cetera. But it's under discussion, and I think it will happen.
Oh, that'd be good, because I enjoy listening to some of the BBC news at night when I'm in my car that I cannot get, inside my house.
Right. Well, and if our FM signal expands, it could get out that far. I'm just not sure that it will or not. I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, yeah.
You're
I wish
welcome.
You could be more definite about some of this. But it depends on what buildings are around you, what terrain is around you, and all kinds of different variables. When you get outside of that circle that we have that goes about 20 or 30 miles where the signal's solid, when we get outside of that, you can have questions and about what kind of antenna you're using and things like that.
Well, we're new to the HD radio thing at our house. We just got it set up on Friday, and we've been playing around with it a little bit. And even within the house,
mm-hmm.
There's a difference, just like the AM
right.
signal, really.
Right.
You know, you move that radio around a little bit, and you're going to get a better or mm-hmm. not so good signal.
Yeah, it depends on what's in your house. If you're going through solid walls, a couple of solid walls, it'll be harder than if you're on an outside wall. If you're near a window, if you're on the second floor, it'll be easier. You know, I think that we've kind of gotten spoiled in radio some ways and gotten away from having to deal with antennas and things. But now with the nature of a digital signal, you know, it's like with digital TV, we're talking about if you're going to get the analog signal, you got to have an antenna. If you don't have cable or satellite or something like that. And so a pair of rabbit ears does wonders. About a $9 pair of rabbit ears can do wonders for getting the digital signal. And again, the big confusion that we've heard, the digital signal is on 90.9 FM. And to hear the programming that you normally hear on WILL AM, you need to tune to 90.9 FM. And then when the digital signal locks in, you'll hear FM's digital signal, and then you can tune up one to HD2, which is where the AM is, or HD3. And we're kind of doing that as a placeholder to see bit rates and how things sound. And eventually we'll have a whole new radio station on one of those.
Oh, okay. So
all new, something you don't
hear
on
90.9 or 580. In the WILL radio family, we'll have three options
mm-hmm.
on HD.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
when was the digital service launched, and what have you been hearing from people who've gone that route?
We went ahead and did it with very little fanfare in July. the middle of July, just to get it up and running and make sure that it worked and everything before we started, you know, a big ballyhoo. And so this Sunday, when we have the digital open house, that'll kind of be our ceremonial flipping of the switch and the like. And, you know, we've had some really good comments about it. And the biggest comments are that I'm able to hear you at night, and when there's a storm, I don't lose you because of static from lightning. Mm. And listeners who have and Jack Brighton is sitting here, listened to us on the internet for years, because when we go down to low power after sunset, as we're required to by law, we only cover a very small area of Urbana and some of Champaign. But if you've gotten used to listening to us on the internet, you know how great that sounds. That's what this sounds like. So, you know, it's not like AM radio at all. It's an FM station.
Yeah. Jack, how many people are now using the website, and how long have we been streaming?
We have been streaming live, AM, the AM station, that is, since July of 2000. And we started out with real audio as the only format we offered, and then we added a Windows Media Stream and a QuickTime Stream, and then a couple years ago we added an MP3 stream. So we're actually streaming live in four different formats. Why four different formats? Well, people prefer different formats, and that's just their choice. And so it's not a big deal to be able to offer all those with the technology that we have. And the number of people, it's hard to really, you know, to give you an average as far as streaming is concerned, but we get something like 60,000 unique users to our website each month, and that includes the people who are listening to our streams. About 60,000 a month.
Very good. Wow. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Our guests this afternoon, Jay Pierce and Jack Brighton. My name is Celeste Quinn. Listeners, you can join us this afternoon with questions about our website, will.illinois.edu. And Jay is here to talk with us about digital radio, among other things. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, toll-free if you'd like to talk with us, 800-222-9455. Let's take a call from a listener in Urbana on line one. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I checked out the new website this morning when I was hearing you talking about it, and one of the things I liked about both the old website and the new website, for those who aren't aware of it but have access to the web, is if you hear something, a story that you'd like to rehear, particularly one of the interviews, or if there's an NPR something or other on and you want to tell somebody else about it, hey, you got to listen to this, you can send them, you can find it on the website. And NPR, even one time, I couldn't come up with the right search terms, and there's a place on the NPR link where you can say, I'm having trouble finding this, and then in a couple of days they got back to me and they said, here it is. I thought that was just so lovely.
Oh, that is nice.
Because you can't always jot things down, or you don't always get all the details that you would like to get, and sometimes you have time to follow up. So that's a really lovely service. But I wanted to say that the fundraising part of the website could use some improvement. And here are my thoughts about it, and maybe other listeners have ideas about what might get them or other people to consider extra gifts to WLL, because I know you always need money. And I'm sure that with all the state cutbacks and the federal cutbacks, you're probably cutting staff and other things. And you know, there's only so much that a station can cut without doing real damage to morale, et cetera. So anyway,
yeah.
My thoughts. There was an article recently, maybe about 2 months ago, roughly, in the Christian Science Monitor about online giving. And one person was saying that they found that giving people real chunks of things to give to, sort of, and they didn't quite say it that way, but they said, for instance, 1 hour of such and such costs us something or other to produce. So if you want to give, say, for those of us who have don't need more stuff in our households, I would be quite happy if somebody for my birthday said, I'm just going to, in honor of you, I want to give you some money to WILL. But, you know, if you can see something concrete, you can say, you know, $50 would buy for the station the equivalent of such and such. Maybe 10 minutes of car talk. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a neat idea, yeah.
Personally, I find it easier to think about how to allocate my resources, my donation resources, if I'm seeing things in chunks that are more my size of chunks, as opposed to your big size of chunks, where you're looking at this program costs us how many thousands of dollars, or our payroll is this, such and such an amount. And you might find if you could promote giving at other times, for you know, as a you know a birthday gift or a anniversary gift or whatever, I don't know. Things like that, and maybe other readers have ideas about things that they see that would encourage them to find ways to help support the station. Oh, another thing is too is thinking about long-term gifts, and obviously you don't want to cut back on current gifts because you got to stay alive. But you also, I'd like to see WILL, both the TV and the radio stations, continue as long as they are can be useful, and I'm willing to contribute some resources toward that, and we have. So those are my thoughts. Thanks.
Okay. And I appreciate that very much. And let me first of all say I appreciate the suggestions very much, because there's no way I'm going to claim our website is anywhere close to perfect. I mean, there's so much work to do on it. That's one of the challenges, is we just don't have the staff to throw at it in terms of, you know, maximizing the value of it for the people who use it and making it, you know, really truly as useful as it could be. So I really do appreciate the comments and would always welcome them. And those are neat ideas. One of the things that we've been talking about, as a matter of fact, with regard to giving on the site, is something like a tip jar concept, right? If somebody listens to an archive, as you mentioned, we have archives of all our local programs, Focus 580, the Afternoon Magazine, the Ag programs, all the news stories. I mean, lots and lots of archives going back years. And, you know, a lot of people really appreciate that. And if they do appreciate it, maybe they'd feel like, you know, putting something in the tip jar. You know, it's not like becoming a member of WILL. It would be, oh, I really like this interview. Here's a buck, you know, or $5 or whatever it is. And right now, there's no way for people to do that. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about, you know, what would that look like? You know, how would that work? You know, the one thing that we don't want to do is discourage people from becoming members of WILL too. Mm. So there's a balance there. But I think that, you know, increasingly people find our website through Google or whatever search. You know, they don't live in the area. They don't feel the same kind of relationship that people who do have with WILL. So maybe that would be a good thing to offer.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, it'd be like the shareware type of idea.
Sure.
You know, where it's if you feel like you got some value from it, you know, chip in and you'll help build the service for everybody else.
That's one idea. Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's take another call. A listener in Urbana on line two. Hi.
Hello.
Hi there. Line two?
Yes.
Yeah, that's you. Hi. What can
I wasn't sure. I didn't get a line number. When
oh, okay. Well, we got you now.
Yeah. I've been listening to the HD for a while now, and I had one comment or question.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that the FM stream is roughly in sync with the analog FM stream, but that the digital AM stream lags the analog stream by about 77 seconds. And I was wondering what that's all about.
Let's see. How can I answer that? The FM stream... The analog stream on the FM, I believe, is also delayed to match the digital delay. But we don't do that with the AM stream because we're using two different transmitters. Does that make sense to you? In other words, we delay the FM stream, and I think this is a requirement. Now, I'm not the chief engineer. I'm going off the top of my head here, and I could be all wrong, but I don't think I am. I think we're required to make the FM analog and the FM digital, which is HD1, which has to be a simulcast, your analog. I think you are required to make them match.
Mm-hmm.
And since they're both coming out of the same transmitter, this all comes out of the FM transmitter. Since they're coming out of the same transmitter, I think that is why that's possible. But the AM is broadcast out of two different transmitters. The analog signal's coming out of our regular AM transmitter, and the digital signal's coming out of the FM transmitter.
right.
So we could delay the AM analog signal, I suppose, to match that. We could do that. But that would require us delaying it by a minute and 17
right.
seconds.
Right. I guess my question, though, was why is the digital signal so far behind?
The processing. It's the processing. It's converting it into the digital signal that takes the time. It's like converting
television, AM or digital television. I know there's a lag, but it's, mm-hmm. you know, a fraction of a second, a minute.
Yeah, I can't tell you all the electronics of it, but it's the conversion. It's the equivalent of taking a file and running it through, you know, one of these processes where you convert it basically into an MP3.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're doing.
Well, just to add to that, if I might, also out of some lack of complete understanding of the technologies involved, but I would say that the difference between television and radio, they are two different digital broadcasting technologies.
Is that right?
They are definitely different technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might account for the difference between,
But that's a good question. And I didn't realize the delay was going to be that long until I was on the air in here one day and walked back into my office on the other side of the building, and I was still on the air on the radio. And that was kind of eerie. But I think that's the answer to it. We could delay the AM and do that, but then for the preponderance of our listeners, when we hit the top of the hour, we'd be a minute, you know, late, and it would be thrown. That, by the way, is why the time tone's not on the air anymore. That's where the beep went, because if we had the beep going on the analog signal, mm-hmm. it'd be coming out 77 or so seconds later on the digital signal, and it wouldn't be right. So we had to take it off until we can figure out a way to put it on the AM only, and we're going to work on that.
Yeah, well, also, as we at certain points in the day, time is very important to people when they're on their way to work, when they're coming home, that kind of thing. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, that's a very good point, and I'm really glad the caller brought that up, because when for instance, in Morning Edition, when you hear that music that makes you get up at right at 7 mm-hmm. o'clock, you know, and you know it's 7 o'clock and you get on your time. On the digital signal, it's already 7:01 and 7 seconds when you hear that, right? So it does kind of throw time off because of that.
One kind of fun thing about it, though, is you pull into the driveway and Mike Sola in the afternoon is just starting his weathercast at 5:30.
On your car radio.
Yeah, and you go, if I get in the house, I got time, you know?
It's a good idea.
Well, you know, and I hadn't even thought about that till this caller just brought that up, but that, you know, those time posts are important. So I wonder if we get rid of analog and go all digital, if we'll just do everything a minute and 7 seconds before it actually happens, and then it'll be broadcast on time. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's I got to think about that.
Yeah. Well, if we could travel back in time, then we could put the beep back there, and then by the time it was on the, never mind.
Well, there's also a delay in the streaming.
Yeah, and the streaming
is
delayed, too.
No, it's the same thing you were mentioning. It takes a certain amount of time for the computer to convert the analog signal into ones and zeros and serve that to the server, and the server, you know, there's a delay after the server, too, for your player to unpack those ones and zeros.
But it does it faster than the digital broadcast signal does.
It's a smaller stream, too, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, all of that stuff's still mad. Broadcasting's still magic to me. I still have no concept of how they, you know, and I've done engineering and radio and put in a transmitter, you know, and done this stuff, but I still, how does it do that? It still mystifies me.
Yeah, but it's wonderful.
I guess I don't want to know the answer because that magic is part of the aura. Yeah.
There you go.
Let's take another call. Listener in Chicago, line 4. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
I know you guys are on the internet, and you can listen to that. I was wondering if you ever thought about going to satellite radio.
Yes, we did think about that. One time, XM approached us and asked if they could buy our talk shows for $50 an hour, all that we could feed them. And it would have required us changing the format of them substantially to meet XM's format, so we opted out.
I see. Well, I know you're on the internet, and I was thinking about getting a satellite radio. I just wondered, it'd be nice.
Right.
Because I live here in Chicago, and after a certain hour, you know, you can't pick you up here.
Right.
Unless you have the internet, which I don't right now.
Yeah.
Thinking about it. Also, the digital radio, even if I got one, I couldn't pick you up here, right?
No.
I didn't think so,
no.
Yeah.
No.
And one more thing I was going to do before I let you guys go. I noticed now in February 2009, analog TV will be no more.
That's correct.
It's gone.
Yep.
Have they thought about doing that? You think they'll ever think about doing that with radio?
No. And here's why. Two different systems of broadcasting, as Jack had alluded to. And with the television, when everybody goes to the digital channels, they can sell that analog bandwidth, that space that stations formerly used to take up. And the like, and with radio, you're on the same channel anyway. Your digital channel is a stream that goes out within your analog allocated spectrum. So there's no savings.
I see.
It's right there.
I've been thinking about getting a digital radio anyway.
Yeah, you should. There are a lot of stations up in Chicago. There are in Chicago area, I think there are 30 or more stations you could get that are digital, and a lot of them have secondary and a couple of them have third channels even.
Yeah, you know, it sounds much better than analog anyway.
Yeah, you could, and you could, you know, if you like to listen to the Cubs games, man, they'd sound great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think WBBM is...
I believe they've gone over, yeah.
...is digital on the AM side, and then on the FM side, a lot of stations are. So you'll get whole new stations.
Yeah, I like your format, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I like it that you repeat that first hour of Weekend Edition on Sunday, because
good.
Up here they don't do that. I've been trying to convince them to do it, but they haven't done it yet.
They won't listen to you. I'm going to see the guys from your station on Thursday.
Yeah, they should repeat that first hour.
I'll ask them again on your behalf.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, because everyone likes that puzzle, you know.
Yeah, well, and my thing was always you could listen to the puzzle the first time and then you can, you know, do it in secret, like in the bathroom or something. And then when you're out with the family or somebody else, you know, you can get them all right when it comes to, and you don't have to tell them you already heard it.
I've always been curious. I know that you've got other callers, so I won't take too long.
That's fine.
But does Will call them on Sunday or do they call them before?
They record that, I think, on Thursday afternoon.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Wasn't sure whether they did that on a Sunday or whether they recorded it before.
No, I think it's on a Thursday afternoon. It's
yeah.
Right after whatever the deadline is that you're supposed to have them in. You notice when they say that you have to be available.
On Thursday afternoon.
They'll call you and do it.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for listening up in Chicago.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. And this afternoon, our guests are station manager Jay Pierce and our director of Internet Services, Jack Brighton. This is the Afternoon Magazine. My name is Celeste Quinn. Listeners, you can join us this afternoon if you've got questions about HD radio, if you've got questions about our website, will.illinois.edu. Give us a call, 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area, anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. Jay, tell us a little bit about the fair that's coming up, the Digital Information Fair and Open House here at Campbell Hall.
Well, what we're going to do Sunday from 2 to 4:30 is open up the building, and when you come to Campbell Hall, you can see what digital television looks like. You can learn all about antennas, and you can ask questions about who will likely get it and what it'll take to get the signal and who will need to get it. For instance, if you have cable or satellite, you don't need to do anything, really. You'll get it through that. But there is a question as to whether your cable system will carry the extra channels that WILL-TV has right now. Are you seeing the Create/World News channel, for instance? If you're not, then, you know, you should ask your cable system about that. But you would see that with an antenna. With digital radio, I'll demonstrate what the radios look like. We'll have one going here, show you some rabbit ears if you have any questions about reception and the like. We'll have some coverage maps of predictions of where you should be able to hear it or where you might not be able to. In general, any questions you have, we'll have people on hand. I think somebody from one of the big box stores is going to be here to talk about their inventory of things. Rich Warren is going to be here. Rich, by the way, I believe is writing about this all in his column today in the News Gazette and talking about digital radio. I loaned him one last week to give him some time to listen and then see what he thinks of it all. So it's going to be a great place to come and, you know, meet us and find out, you know, whatever your questions might be. How does a converter box work? How do you hook it up? You can get those questions answered. And I know sometimes it's difficult To do it over the phone or by email. So if you can actually have somebody showing you in person, we'll have our engineering staff here to show you in person how, you know, where does the plug go? How do you plug it in?
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Let's take another call. A listener in Bloomington, Illinois, on line 4. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
I borrowed an HD radio and tried it out in my house here in Bloomington, and it got the local station on HD, but it wouldn't receive your signal on HD. Is that the just your signal doesn't reach that far?
Could be.
Or?
It very well could be. Did you have an antenna hooked up with it? Do you know?
Well, an antenna came with it, and I strung it up.
You strung it up? Yeah. Was it the twin lead type antenna? The wire antenna? Is that what it was?
It was wire, a T-shaped wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could be a problem for you there, because that's technically outside of our what you'd call our good coverage area. It's in the mobile coverage area, which means outdoor antenna. You might try a pair of rabbit ears, a set of rabbit ears, you know. You can get them for $9. Shouldn't pay more than $9 or $10 for them. Don't worry about the powered antennas and stuff. Just a pair of rabbit ears to try to hook up to it. That's what I use, and they work.
Yeah, what the radio has is like a television cable connection.
Right. It's like the coax connection.
Yeah,
you can get a pair of rabbit ears that'll plug into that, and just give that a shot. That might work, and it's not a huge investment to try.
Okay. Is there any chance that your signal will eventually be stronger?
Well, there is, yeah. There's talk of doing that. They're doing studies right now to see if you can, boost up the digital signal so it more closely approximates what your analog coverage is. Yeah, right now.
I get you on AM pretty good, except for the occasional static and then the nighttime.
Well, it's the FM signal you need to get.
Yeah, right.
Right. So, yeah. And I'm looking at a map right now that shows that Bloomington's right on the edge. So it's
okay. Is that map online somewhere?
Is this information? The map online? No, the map's not online, unfortunately.
No,
it should be.
It should be online. I'll put it online.
We'll put some online for you.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And,
put digital map online.
Put digital map online. Yeah. You're right on the edge of of where the coverage area would be. Excuse me.
Don't forget milk. So, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, try some rabbit ears first. That's a cheap way to do it. And
okay,
then if you and then if you're really dedicated
thanks
and you really
want
to do it, you may need to put an antenna up in your attic.
Yeah.
You know, like we used to do with TV.
In the NPR system, how many stations are going HD or how many stations are already there? Do you know?
You know, in the NPR system, I can't answer that, but I know there are 1,758 HD radio stations in total in the United States. Most of the public radio stations in Illinois are HD now. But there are 52 HD stations in Illinois. Most are in Chicago, but not all. There are 9 AM HD stations in Illinois. Springfield, Bloomington, and a bunch in Chicago. 24 of the HD stations in Illinois have a second channel, and 5 have a third channel, including us.
And in our market, in this market
there's
that
three
we're
of
in,
us.
There's three.
Yeah.
Do you think there will be more?
Yeah, I think so. I think that there will be at least two more.
Well, you mentioned the Cubs. I think that there's a station in town that does an awful lot of sports that could benefit by going HD.
Don't know. Plans are, but there's one company that owns 4 stations, and 2 of them are digital now. I would expect the other 2 to go pretty soon, and that would be 92.5 FM and 99.1. I would expect them to. I don't have any inside information, but I would expect if they've got 2 of them done, they'll probably do the other 2. It's expensive to do this. It costs us $200,000 to do this, but we thought it was a good investment. Now, we did get a grant for $75,000 from the federal government, but we had to come up with the rest, and we did that via mostly listeners calling in and making contributions to our digital campaign.
What's the thinking in the industry about HD radio, about its future?
It's hard. It just depends on who you're talking to. You know, some people say, why do it? But I think in our case, we have a pretty good argument because we have an AM signal that you can't hear in some parts of even our primary coverage area at night. And, of course, out west, you can't really hear it during the daytime in Decatur. Well, you can get our FM signal really well there. So it solves some of those problems. even in Champaign-Urbana, because our regular FM signal is a little bit sketchy in some parts of town. You get a little hiss in the background. Well, that disappears with the digital. So it sounds just like the web feed. If you listen to our AM station on the internet, you know, that's what it's going to sound like. Hmm. It's that good.
Well, speaking of the website, Jack, I really wanted to say that you've really done a wonderful job, and it looks great.
Thank you.
It's brighter, and I don't know, what else, how else would you describe the changes? What have been the most significant changes in the rollout of the new webpage?
Well, it's a whole different ballgame. A lot of important changes, and some of it probably isn't stuff that would make any sense if I explained in great detail, which I'm inclined to do every opportunity. But basically, it is a site that is based on what designers would call web standards, meaning best practices in terms of really the way the web is supposed to be built to make it more usable and accessible to people no matter, you know, how they browse the web. Because, you know, we know that about 10% of our web users have various perceptual impairments, whether it's visual impairments or otherwise. And web standards is, designed to make content on the web accessible to anybody regardless. I mean, the other thing about it is that we're using a content management system. Now, this is going into geek territory here, but basically it's database driven. It's all, you know, in a database, so you can publish a page that has like the afternoon magazine schedule on it, for example, as we do. And each show is entered as a separate bit of content. That separate bit of content is now available through the calendar interface, through its own unique web page that will always have the same address, the same URL, a permalink as we call it. And you can search for content at the individual item level instead of the page level as our old site. I mean, there's much more to say about that, but it enables, for example, your producers, Harriet Williamson and Martha Deal, who do such a fantastic job producing radio, they shouldn't have to be web designers, and we don't ask them to be. But what they do is they enter, you know, the title of the show, the name of the guest, any description about the show in the database, and then it goes to the website. They don't have to edit web pages, and that's how we're adding content to the website these days. We don't have to have, you know, a team of web designers. We just need people doing their job producing great radio. And then it gets on the web.
And there are also now a lot more links that are associated with Focus 580 and the Afternoon Magazine. Right. And there's an opportunity for people to comment on the interviews, whether they're listening live or they're listening after the fact on an iPod or at their computer.
Right.
Whatever. And that's something I think maybe that bears mentioning as well.
And thank you for doing that, because you can go to the Afternoon Magazine page, for example, and comment on the show after the show. If you have a question or a comment about this conversation, you can write it right there on the website and, you know, hit the submit button. Now, comments are moderated. We do look at them because we don't want to have advertisers start, you know, putting advertisements on our web pages, which they try to do constantly. There are a lot of reasons that you want to moderate what the comments are and approve them before they go live. But we see this as an extension of our conversations on the air. And if there's a topic that we're covering, the conversation can continue that way. So I think that's a really good thing. Another feature of the new site is that we can assign categories to every show. So, for example, today, this hour, this could be technology. In fact, it will be in the technology category. So if you are looking for programs on computer technology or, you know, digital radio or whatever, you can simply navigate to all the shows we've ever done, at least the ones that are in the system at this point, and find them all just by clicking on the title of the category. You know, another way, sort of a it's not exactly like the Library of Congress subject heading kind of taxonomy, but it is a formal set of categories that we've established that we think is useful for finding things.
Very interesting. This is the Afternoon Magazine, 333-9455, the number to call in the Champaign-Urbana area if you've got a question about our website or about HD Radio, 800-222-9455, our toll-free number. Jack Brighton is with us this afternoon, as is our station manager, Jay Pierce. Jay, if listeners aren't able to attend the upcoming Digital Information Fair and Open House, what sources of information would be helpful if they'd like more information on HD radio, on digital television?
Sure. Let me send you to one website, which is will.illinois.edu, and you'll see a digital radio on the front page there. And if you click on that, it'll take you to our information page. And you can link to some of the television sites also off of our website as well. One of the best radio sites I've seen is hdradio.com. It's just simply hdradio, which is all one word, .com. And there you will find information about how digital radio works. You'll find a buyer's guide that, for instance, will tell you that you can buy digital radios anywhere from $89 to $7,000. $7,000 being a very high-end component made by Denon. If you're an audiophile, you'll know that.
You better make coffee, too.
Yeah, and you can find car radios from $100 to $800. You'll find out that manufacturers putting digital radios in various models now include BMW, Ford, Hyundai, Lincoln, Mercedes-Benz, Mercury, Mini, Scion, and Volvo. And you can find out where to buy digital radios. You can find out how to buy them online. All kinds of information at hdradio.com. It's a great site.
Let's take a call now. A listener in Indiana on line four. Hello.
Hi. I've been listening to you for several years. And the last year, I've sort of done other things, and I just started coming back asking questions and stuff. And what I'd like to know, you may have already covered this, is when I remember the laws were supposed to be digitized already on AM, and, you know, for one reason or another, meaning there's no manufacturer was doing anything and nobody wanted to do it. I have a number of small stations around. Are they going to be able to afford to go to digital AM, for example? And I was wondering, since you're a university, I'm sure you'd have to do that because you're going to have students who want to know how to work with that sort of thing in engineering or whatever. I was wondering if you could make some comments about that. Mm-hmm. The main concern for me is I have a Sony 2010. I have two of them, in fact. And on eBay, they sell for quite a lot of money. I'm hoping somebody's going to come up with an adapter where you can pick up the digital and turn it into analog, if possible, and then I can plug it in my Sony 2010 and listen to you without any problems whatsoever.
Well, they might. There are some pieces that go into component stereo systems that are just like a digital tuner type thing, but there aren't for smaller radios yet. But digital radio is voluntary. There's no mandate to do it, and analog's not going away.
Okay, well, good.
So
thanks a lot.
Yeah,
thanks for the call. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. We could probably take one more call. We've got maybe about 2-3 minutes in this portion of the
program. Best thing about the new website, I want to say, Jack, is searching. Oh, my gosh. Is it brilliant?
Well, good. It's going to get better. I mean, it is a work in progress, I got to say. And the search engine is very, very effective, But I'm still doing a lot of work to get it to where it needs to be.
So I was just, before we came on the air, talking with someone and trying to point them to all the shows we've done on education.
Yeah,
and
right.
Not just radio shows, but everything we've done at WILL on education. And boom, boy, it all came up and it was great. One of the things about the internet, too, that I don't think we talk about enough is it's radio at your convenience.
Mm-hmm.
If Afternoon Magazine's on at a time that's not convenient for you, big deal. Listen to it at 8 o'clock at night. Podcast it. Put it in your MP3 player. Take it on vacation with you. Get caught up, you know, like talking books. The portability and the radio on demand thing is just, I think, one of the most valuable things that you can have, because it allows you not to have to miss something just because, for instance, you're at work right now or you're otherwise occupied, or you heard something and you want to go, oh, my gosh, I missed that. Well, you can hear it again. And you can subscribe to it in a podcast, and it's automatic. You don't even have to go and download it and think about it.
You know, the most exciting thing to me about this whole thing with the web, Jay, is we're actually just at the beginning of its usefulness to human beings and communities. And it is, the next 5 years are going to see an explosion of really good, cool ideas that are easy for people to understand and use on the web. And we are just at the beginning of that. And it's an incredibly exciting time to be in media because of that.
Very good. Well, there we will leave it. I want to thank the two of you very much for joining us this afternoon. And we'll see you, I'll see you tomorrow or later this afternoon. But folks who are listening will see us all coming up on Sunday if they visit us here at Campbell Hall. WILL will host a digital information fair and open house from 2 until 4:30 in the afternoon this coming Sunday, August 24th. And we are located in Campbell Hall at 300 North Goodwin Avenue in Urbana. And parking will be available in Lot B22, east of Campbell Hall. The lot is behind and adjacent to the building. And, of course, there's more information on the fair and lots of other things at our website, will.illinois.edu. Jack, Jay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.